Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Good football July Wednesday to you, Cleveland Browns fans. Hope you're ready to go for the next hour. I'm Michael Regai, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, as we welcome you to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yesterday on the show, hope you were with us, as we were discussing, it is in kind of a slowdown situation here in the month of July. Most of the NFL is on vacation as we lead in to the beginning of the brand new football season, in this case coming up on July the 25th when the Browns begin in Berea. Yet we've got that somewhat taken care of today by none other than Youngstown, Ohio's very own Mr. Ron Jaworski of ESPN and ESPN.com. I hope you had a chance to see all of the assessments and the ideas of Ron Jaworski as it pertained to Brandon Weeden and this Cleveland Browns offense. We're going to get into that today, and we'll discuss it in particular. Jaworski is so buried in tape in his cave at NFL Films that Jaws is still evaluating quarterbacks. But, however, we're not going to leave you in the lurch. We're going to chat with, in my mind, one of the finest Cleveland Browns to ever wear the uniform, number 34, Greg Pruitt, coming up on the show today as we'll get into Pruitt's ideas about special weapons in the National Football League, of which he was one, of course, with Trent Richardson and Brandon Weeden and this Browns offense attached to it, as we chat with Greg Pruitt. And then in the second half of the show today, we'll take a look not only at, again, Ron Jaworski's thoughts on Brandon Weeden, but also the rest of the AFC North. That's right, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, with Jameson Hensley. Hensley writes the AFC North. He is the man at the trigger of the top blog about the division at ESPN.com. So, as you can see, Greg Pruitt, Jameson Hensley, we've got a very solid 60 minutes to come. And you, and that's where you come in. I want you to tweet your questions, ideas, thoughts, comments to Ask Vic, our Ask Vic segment. You're going to tweet them to at Michael Regai, my Twitter account, at Michael Regai, and we're going to take a look at your thoughts about Ron Jaworski's assessments of the Cleveland Browns and most specifically their second-year quarterback, Brandon Weeden. If you haven't seen it, we'll give you an idea. I'll give you one a tidbit of it right away. Jaworski came away very impressed. And again, he studied every one of Weeden's 15 starts and appearances during his rookie year. Now, here's some of the things that I'm quoting here. Ron Jaworski saying he came away very impressed with the uncommon poise and pocket calmness of Brandon Weeden. He said his mechanics were consistently solid. He showed the ability to sit back on that back foot and drive the football with the type of velocity and pace necessary to show all that he can make the big throws in Norv Turner's offense. So that's where it starts. And I want to ask you, are you in accord? Are you in line with Ron Jaworski? Do you have the same type of very hopeful and glittering assessments, as they almost are, they're borderline glittering, for Brandon Weeden? So I want to get to your thoughts on that, and we'll do that in our Ask Vic segments of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let's get this baby rolling. Dave DiNatale, as always, speaking of being at the trigger, Mr. DiNatale always at the trigger of what's going on here with the show today. So always good to have David by my side as we get set to break it all down for you. Greg Pruitt coming up, Jameson Hensley to look at the AFC North, and Ron Jaworski's thoughts on Brandon Weeden coming up in the second half of the show. I can't wait. Let's get this rolling. As every day that goes by, we're getting closer to July 25th when Rob Chudzinski calls your Cleveland Browns together to get it rolling in Berea. Right here on your new home for the Browns, ESPN 850 WKNR. Don't go away. Michael Regan in for Vic Carucci in Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, gets set to speed its way toward you after you give us this timeout. Don't move.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Lakewood! Discount Drug Mart has been saving you the runaround for 38 years, and now with two grand reopenings on Detroit Avenue, we're able to serve you even better. Discount Drug Mart is your one-stop shop for health and beauty, groceries, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wine, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today to see our new stores at 15412 and 13123 Detroit Avenue as we continue to serve your community.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
What's Charlie yelling about?
He's watching a stock car race.
I didn't know he was into racing.
Oh, yeah. Big time now that he entered the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes.
Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes?
Yeah. Every time Ryan Newman finishes a race in the top five, Quicken Loans will make a monthly mortgage payment for five lucky winners.
I want to enter.
Well, here. Just go to QLRacing.com and sign up. Look.
Hey, that was easy. I'm in. Come on, Ryan. Mama needs a mortgage payment.
Be sure to enter the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes at QLRacing.com. If Ryan Newman finishes in a top five race position, Quicken Loans will make a mortgage payment for five lucky winners. It's one more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Price up to $2,000. No purchase necessary. Ends November 16, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. To enter and for official rules, go to QLRacing.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Bring it home, Ryan.
Hey, Cleveland. Get going to the Get-Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get-Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card. Fill up with at least 10 gallons and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get-Go to play. Now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms and restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Can't wait to get this show going today. Anytime I get an opportunity to chat with the wonderful one, Greg Pruitt, one of the finest ever to wear a Cleveland Browns uniform, I'm very enthused about that. Hope you will be too. He's coming up in just a moment. In the meantime, Browns fans, I want you to get set to unite and reserve your seats right now for three Cleveland Browns games. And they start at just $99, which is an outstanding NFL deal with the Browns in mind. Now, what this is, it's called the three-game flex plan and includes a home opener against the Miami Dolphins on September the 8th. Or division rivals, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, that's not all. You get your choice of two additional terrific Browns home game matchups at First Energy Stadium. Here's what you do. Very simple to get on board with the Browns three-game flex plan. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. ClevelandBrowns.com, of course, the website of the football squad. Or you could call 440-824-3434. Just like Greg Pruitt, 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. Don't miss it. Three-game flex plan with your Cleveland Browns in mind. Three football games starting at just $99 with additions on top of that. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. Now, listen, I'm a little bit biased and always have been, so I'll put that out there right away as we welcome you back to this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But when you're talking Gregory Donald Pruitt, it's okay, because this young gentleman, he's still a young man, one of my favorite Cleveland Browns of all time, and not just because of his tremendous exploits on the football field. I've always, Greg Pruitt is as strong a man as he was a football player, as we say hello to number 34. Gregory, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, just as it was from 1973 through 1981. All those years wearing number 34. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that long ago, Greg, but I wanted to ask you right off the top because, you know, we talked to Eric Metcalf last week, one of the young men who followed you in much the same type of role, multi-purpose player, outstanding running back, receiver, could catch the football, certainly very skilled as a return man. Greg, have you seen that type of weaponry or that role in the NFL where you were asked to do all of that back in the 70s and 80s? It's changed as the game has evolved, has it not?
Oh, yeah. Guys are getting more specialized. You know, you change the backfield for third down. It's a rarity, and I'm impressed with Richardson that he seem to have two elements where you don't see a guy run as hard or be as physical as he is and then have soft hands.
Greg Pruitt joining us. Greg, though, do you feel like, again, now you were getting 180 to 220 carries a year, especially in that three-year period, 75, 76, 77. You were over 1,000-yard rusher then. You almost hit 1,000 in 78. But and when you add in 40 catches a year, did you feel at that time that you were getting the football enough, or did you want even more touches in terms of what the Browns were doing offensively?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to. You have a feeling, and you get into get into a rhythm as a running back in games, and you can feel when the defense is struggling to defend you, and in those games is when you really want to press the gas and kind of get as much as you can, because every Sunday that's not the case.
Greg Pruitt, our guest on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Always a delight to have an opportunity to chat the NFL, his place in it, which was extraordinary, as we know here with the Cleveland Browns. You mentioned Trent Richardson. I want to get your thoughts on this young man. Injured last year, had the rib problem, still rushed for 900 yards in about 14 and a half games when you look at what he actually played. I love the dynamic and what he does with the football out on the edges, Greg, when he's used catching the football out of the backfield. Do you believe that Trent Richardson can be a top five back in this league with all the attributes he possesses?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, they're still putting the parts together, so Richardson is kind of one of the many pieces that they're still looking for. And what that does, it makes it easy for the defense when they prepare for you. They say, stop Trent Richardson and let somebody else beat us. But when they put the rest of the pieces together, you won't be able to do that. And that's when you're going to see the best of Trent Richardson. I don't think you've seen his best. I don't think you've come close to what his best is.
No.
Injury is a part of the game, he's shown where, you know, he can play with a little pain. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, no, Greg, I agree with you completely. I mean, people are talking about, he was overdrafted, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. Look, I know Nick Saban, we all know him, he runs an NFL system in Alabama. Now some say that, the extensive use of his running backs maybe lead to some physical issues, but to me, I thought Trent Richardson was a tremendous choice for what the Browns want to do offensively, and when you have a chance to take a tremendously capable running back, again, I don't buy into this thing that you can get a running back in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round or undrafted free agent. Yeah, there have been some that done it, but Richardson's skill set and capabilities, to me, can lead to nothing but special play in this league.
I'm not disappointed with the pick at all, because he shows versatility, he shows elusiveness, but he shows what you really got to have when it gets to be December, October, when we start getting snow and bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to get those tough yardage. And what I was most impressed with Richardson was his yards after contact. That makes him a different kind of back.
Yeah, it does, and that's something that I think we're all expecting a lot more of. Greg Pruitt joins me here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Love talking to the Cleveland Brown from 1973 through 81. And, of course, we know Greg finished up with the then Los Angeles Raiders, got that Super Bowl ring with Al Davis's football team. Greg, the whole offense with the Cleveland Browns now, it's not going to look anything like that it has the last couple of years. They're going to with Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner, that challenge the top of a defense, stretch vertical pass game, and a power run game, as we just alluded to with Trent Richardson. How do you believe, what are your thoughts on Norv Turner and what he's accomplished, and how he can go about maybe putting a whole different look and feel and a more productive one on this Cleveland Browns offense?
He may have been our best move in terms of personnel, players, or coaches.
Yeah.
You know, I like his offense. I always have liked his offense. I kind of ran into that West Coast throw the ball down the field with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
They like to throw 18, 22, 25-yard outs and hook and comebacks, and they want a quarterback that can get the ball to him. I like his offense, and I think he is going to be as much of a part of this offense as anybody. I think he has that ability to communicate with quarterbacks. I think the players overall is going to like his offense. A player like to move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They like to get down the field in a hurry. That's what we're getting to, and that's what he's going to bring to the game.
Tempo, pace, rhythm, right, Greg?
Yeah,
something that, you know, will allow you to want to, hey, there might even be times when the Browns don't huddle and they get to the line of scrimmage. And I think that might come with confidence that Turner and Chudzinski have in Brandon Whedon. But I think the Browns fans are going to like, the tempo and pace to this offense. Offensive line with Trent Richardson involved, obviously. When we speak Norv Turner, Greg, you know as well as anybody, I think you would have loved, as you said, you'd have loved to play for him. We're talking about...
Yeah.
Well, look who he's had. He's had Emmitt Smith, right? And he's had LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Thomas, right.
Right? Now, these young men are... You're going to get the football a lot. It's a power running game, but you better be able to catch the football out of the backfield as well. That should fit into motivating this offensive line maybe to be a little more physical, a little more mean, should it not?
It's good. And I think that, you know, he's going to put guys in space. And, you know, as a player, you always want to be put out there in space where you can make moves north, east, south, or west to get the yards. And that's the exciting part of the offense that I like.
Greg Pruitt joining us as we kind of get a snapshot through Greg's eyes at what might take place in this Browns offense. It's all about the quarterback, though, Greg. As we know, Brandon Whedon, I thought decent as a rookie in an offense that certainly was not suited to his skills. Ron Jaworski came out today and looked at all of Whedon's throws in 2012, and he was very positive and glowing about what he thought that Whedon could be. I want to get your thoughts. We always evaluate quarterbacks a little bit differently. Do you see, over and above the physical, we know he can drive the football down the field. Do you see enough intangible, cerebral, between the ears, that he's going to be able to show everybody that he's the guy and can take this, be a playoff-type quarterback, at least to begin with?
Yes, I have to tell this story so you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Please do.
When Whedon came here, I went out to meet him. I went to meet him because if you're an Ohio State fan, then you know how tough it is to go and can welcome a Michigan guy. Well, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma is that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I played at Oklahoma, I beat Oklahoma State, never lost to them the 4 years that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much kind of handled it until Whedon came along. And the first thing I told Whedon, I said, oh, so you're the guy that's responsible for all the Ohio State fans that's been hiding for the last 4 years to come out and not be ashamed.
Yeah.
And having said that, you know, I've talked to some guys that in Oklahoma that are very aware of Whedon. Whedon can throw the football. I think he has the ability to lead this football team and be very successful. I think Norv Turner is the best thing that's happened to him so far. And I can't wait for it to happen to see all the things he's going to do with that football.
Yeah, no, I like that, yeah, because we here are so caught up in some of the rivalries like you mentioned, but if you know college football, you know Greg Pruitt is speaking the truth about the Sooners and the Cowboys. Even the great Barry Sanders didn't have a whole lot of success against the Sooners, did he?
No.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Whedon, that's great, though. He has the full endorsement of the Oklahoma Sooner, Greg Pruitt. That's good to know that you're getting behind the Cowboy from Oklahoma State.
And you'll have some of those diehard OU fans, if they hear it, that they're going to be calling.
We'll not let them know where you are, Greg, in case they say they want to try to test your allegiance or something like that. Greg Pruitt joining us, the fabulous number 34 from the Cleveland Brown days. And, Greg, again, 9 years with this organization. I know you're still very closely attached. You still live here in the area. The family all grew up here in Cleveland. And are you still, is it something that still drives you and burns within you to, Greg, there just hasn't been a whole lot of success since 1999. Do you feel that it's getting close to the time that this organization has got to start turning the corner, relevant again, and become at least a playoff team, Greg?
Yes. I think that we have to change our expectations and set our goals higher and expect more than just a playoff. Expect to, play that championship, AFC championship game for the right to play in the Super Bowl. And I think when we set our goals that high and start our expectations like that, the players will start to play like that and not accept, two games better than last year, three games better than last year. So when you look at the championship team, they don't accept that their goals are higher than that. We should set our goals the same way.
I love hearing that. Love hearing that because that's what being a competitor and having a burning desire to win is all about. Greg Pruitt, before I let you go, we've said it 9 fabulous years as a Cleveland Brown. Anything that still to this day that you still visualize in your mind from whether it was a season, a football game, and don't tell me Red Right 88, please.
What stands out to you? Well, the fans. These are the greatest fans in professional football, and they support you win, lose, or draw, and they're passionate about the game. They're very knowledgeable about the game. And that's one of the reasons I stayed here. I'm one of them now. I'm just a fan that happened to play at one time in my life, and now I'm a Cleveland Brown fan. I'm at every game, and I live and die with the Cleveland Browns. I throw things at the TV just like everybody else sometimes on the other. But I'm setting my expectations high. I'm really excited about what I think is going to happen this year. I kind of saw it last year. I thought the defense played better last year than they had in a long time, and now that they've changed it, I hope that works out for them. But I can't wait. Really can't wait.
That's tremendous. And the funny thing, I think very often, Greg and I were together right here on WKNR doing the postgame shows the last time, the last time the Browns were able to win a playoff game back following the 1994 season when they went 11-5 and won the division, Greg, and we were doing the shows. And again, you established right then that Cleveland is where your heart, your home is, and this is where all of your football is, too. So let's get together during the course of the season, all right? I look forward to it. You know you're welcome anytime. And again, you are one of the finest ambassadors the Cleveland Browns have ever had, my man. And it's always a pleasure for me to talk to you.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, Greg Pruitt.
All right. Bye-bye. Go Browns.
There it is. Go Browns from number 34. Oh, I loved watching him because I really think we had Eric Metcalf on last week. We know that. And Eric was sensational as well. But when you talk about multi-purpose talents in this league, Greg Pruitt, I think, was one of the ones that set the standards. I mean, he came right after, think about right after the fabulous Gale Sayers with the Chicago Bears, who, had not too many peers. And Greg Pruitt, I don't think we understand what his worth and how just sensational at times he was until you look back and take a peek at some of the old tape and some of the numbers that he accumulated. Good to know that he's all in and all on board and still very much a Cleveland Brown. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Greg Pruitt. Don't go away. When we get back, we'll take a look at Twitter and see what's on your mind at Ask Vic on this Wednesday as we inch ever closer to the Browns putting the helmets and pads on and getting ready for training camp 2013. Don't go away. Michael Reggie in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, as always, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Yeah. Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, you with the chronic back pain. Do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me. Ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine, annoyingly stiff, or awfully stubborn. Whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com, then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let Open, Honest, and Fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And this Ask Vic segment with Michael Regai, it's driven by Liberty Ford.
It is your time, all of you that want to opine with regard to some of the things we've laid out today. Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Michael Regai, and it has been an absolute delight to be in with you here for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Started a week ago Monday, and just thrilled at all of the response that you have given to the show. It's a very slow period of time right now, but again, always some things to liven up, to spice up our Cleveland Browns minds, and we got that again today with Ron Jaworski, of course, who grew up in Youngstown and went to Youngstown State and then had his quarterbacking fame with the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL. In case you missed it, Jaworski at ESPN.com in evaluating the quarterbacks today, very, very in heavy praise of Brandon Whedon and what he expects for the Browns' second-year quarterback out of Oklahoma State. Again, he came away impressed. He says, and I'm quoting, that he has uncommon poise and pocket calmness, mechanics consistently solid, and shows the ability to be able to sit back and drive the football with velocity. My question to you was, do you believe that Jaworski is on the mark, and do you feel that Whedon and this Browns offense has a chance to really take off behind Whedon as Ron Jaworski and many, many others? Bucky Brooks, I saw, by the way, from the NFL Network. Also a very big believer in Brandon Whedon. So let's dive into what you have for me at Twitter. Our first one from at Patrick J. Justice. He asks, do I feel the same way that Ron Jaworski does about Brandon Whedon? And because he says he does, and that this could be a tremendous over-the-top performance for Whedon in 2013. Again, I'm going to temper some things. I'm not ready to have all-pro plaudits and laurels delivered to Brandon Whedon just that yet, but I do feel that from what I saw in minicamp and in OTAs at the beginning of him picking up the structure of Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski's offense, that yes, he is going to grow exponentially with this. Now, we're all hopeful that those that play make for him, and I'll even consider the offensive line in that, because you know what? Offensive linemen have to play make too and be difference makers as well. And I do think that by the time this season gets into 5-6 weeks old, we should start to see the beginnings of not only a very important stretch of growth in Brandon Whedon, but to be able to comfortably do some of the things that Ron Jaworski is talking about. Now, there's a couple of areas that North Turner's trying to clean up, padding the football as he's bouncing in his drop back and looking to throw. He had that somewhat off-kilter habit last year that Turner is trying to clean up, and also the footwork and the technique with it if he's coming from under center with 5- and 7-step drops. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, yeah, I do believe, like Jaworski does, we're going to see a vastly improved Brandon Whedon. And also, yes, a lot of it is because of this offense that's being run. Appreciate the Twitter there, and also at LaCroix's Life, our good Browns fan LaCroix
asks, who will have the stronghold on the fullback position? Will it be Owen Marisic, Brad Smelly, or an outside free agent? LaCroix, while we tend to think that North Turner's offense plays to that, the fullback position as a strong suit, I really think that it's going to be limited in terms of how many times you're going to see out of, let's say, 70 to 80 offensive plays. Will a fullback be on the field for 25% of them, maybe 20 of those offensive plays? I think that's more realistic. And also, I want you to consider this. They look at Chris Obanaya as a guy because of his blocking capabilities and ability to catch the football out of the backfield. Obanaya, I think, might be the guy that you'll see in some dual back sets with Trent Richardson when there is that call on particular Brown schemes to have the fullback, if you want to term it that, on the football field. So I only think it's about a 20 to 25% usage position in this Browns offense. All right, we appreciate those that have contributed. At Michael Regi for Ask Vic. We'll do another segment, as we know, at the end of the show. Don't go away. Coming up in a moment, we'll take a look at more with Brandon Whedon under the eye of ESPN.com's AFC North blogger, Jamison Hensley. That and a whole lot more about the Browns rivals in the AFC. Don't go away. That's all coming up as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You don't have to give up a thing to get a great tire price. At Conrad's, that great out-the-door price includes our complete installation package. Mounting, balancing, rubber valve stems, wheel alignment inspection, lifetime rebalancing, tire rotation, lifetime flat repair, and road hazard protection. And right now at Conrad's, get a $50 rebate on any set of four BF Goodrich tires. Conrad's, Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team since 1969.
Conrad's.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So delighted all of you have joined us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And what a delight, true pleasure it is to be chatting with a gentleman that knows his way around the National Football League and now the AFC North blogger. You read him at ESPN.com, Jameson Hensley. Jameson, how are you, man?
Doing very well, Michael. It's a little bit of a lull right now, but in a couple weeks, that's when it all starts all over again with training camp.
Yeah, you're so right about that. And interestingly enough, that's where we're going to start, because I want to get the Jameson Hensley take on one of your ESPN colleagues, and that's Ron Jaworski. Of course, Jaws came out, as he always does this time of year before training camps, with his assessments of the starting cornerbacks in the NFL. And Jameson, as you know, Jaws was very, I'll say, effusive in his praise for, after evaluation of Brandon Whedon, with what he believes Whedon can morph into with Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner at the helm of this new Browns offense. Do you share the Jaworski enthusiasm when it comes to Brandon Whedon, Jameson?
Yeah, I do, because I think the optimism comes from the fact that Brandon Whedon is going to be a better fit in this system than the one under Pat Shurmur, which was more of a West Coast offense, get rid of the ball quickly, three-step drops. I think what you'll see a lot more out of Brandon Whedon this year is a lot more shotgun, a lot more passes downfield to use his arm strength. And if you watched him in college, that's kind of the system that he had there. I think he'll just have a much more comfort level in this system than he did as a rookie. And also, you have to project things. Is when you're a rookie, you're going to go through rough patches. But when you look at what he did, just his stats against the other rookies in his draft class, he threw for more yards than RG3 and Russell Wilson. He even had a higher completion percentage than Andrew Luck. So the stats say, hey, you know, Brandon Whedon can be a player, and you can be a quarterback in this league. I just think he really has to establish himself this year, just because the Browns have to kind of make their plans going forward, whether he's going to be the franchise quarterback or not.
Without question. Jameson Hensley joins us. Make sure you check out Jameson, not just for the Browns, but for those fellows from Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, too, with his AFC North blog. You check it out at ESPN.com. Jameson, you mentioned the Pat Shurmur offense, the Browns version of the West Coast, and you're right with regard to what you said. In and of itself, do you feel, even though there were some shortcomings, you know, maybe hanging on the football too long, not always disseminating what he saw across the line of scrimmage from him, we know he's got the physical, but give me your thought about the cerebral and the intangibles maybe that do have to go on between the years with regard to being able to play quarterback in this division with the likes of Flacco, Roethlisberger, and even 2 years in a row to the playoffs, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, and I think what it's going to have to come down is just to his read progression. I think that he didn't do a very good job of, when teams took away his first read, of going to the next one and figuring out where he should throw the ball. And I think Norv Turner, he's developed a lot of quarterbacks in this league. I think he's going to help him with that. Plus, the other point is that I think just how the Browns approach as far as game plan, it's going to help them so much more. You're going to see a lot more play action. I think you're going to see a lot of more games where they're going to give the ball to Trent Richardson and try to establish the run and force the defense to adjust to that. Then using the play action, I think will open some things up for Brandon Whedon. And I think it's going to be a much more balanced type of attack and a little bit more of this, just how they're going to scheme things. It's going to make a lot of things a lot more easier for Brandon Whedon this year. But he has to read defense better. He has to cut down on those interceptions. He just can't put this team in bad situations. If he does that, I think all the other things will open up for him as far as big plays, getting better in the red zone. I think all of that will come naturally as long as he just kind of eliminates some of the mistakes and just has more of a comfort level as far as the read progression.
Yeah, comfort level, something that we've talked about quite a bit in conjunction with Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski's offense. Jameson Henley just mentioned that the Brandon Whedon did throw for close to 3,400 yards a year ago. But again, in this division, Jameson, I think we can agree that that's great, but sometimes, you know, numbers are window dressing and superfluous. The bottom line is, can he be a quarterback that takes the Browns out of that 4-5 win area and get them up at least to 7 or 8 wins to start in the first year? That, I think that's what everybody is looking at. Can he be that type a winner to be a difference maker and make a significance in what's going on here?
I think they've put him, at least what you can definitely say right now, they've put him in position, his best position to do so. When you have a Josh Gordon, you know, after he serves his 2-game suspension, when he
right.
comes back, you have a Greg Little, who I think it can be a number 2 receiver in this league.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Trent Richardson around, you know, they can hand the ball off to, who I think Trent Richardson can be a top 5 back in this league. And I think this, the offensive line that the Browns have is the best in the division right now. So I think there are pieces around him that he can be successful. It's up to him to go out there and perform that way. And I think everybody knows, it's no real big secret, that, you know, the pressure really is on him. I mean, if you're looking at people on the hot seat, he's the guy right now on the hot seat for the Cleveland Browns, because Joe Banner, you know, Mike Lombardi, they did not draft Brandon Whedon. That's not to say he can't be their guy, but I think they have to find out this year, because there's going to be some good quarterbacks coming out in this next year's draft. That I think they're going to have to decide, is he going to be the guy going forward? If not, they're going to have to go again, use one of those first-round picks on a quarterback next year.
Very much on point, and that's why you need to check out Jameson Hensley as he writes the AFC North and all that goes on with it at ESPN.com. Jameson, you mentioned Trenton Richardson, and before we get to the rest of the division, I'm with you. I feel that this young man has all the attributes to be a top 5 back in this league. How concerned were you by the fact that the Browns decided to hold him out of the last couple weeks of mini camp in late May and early June, and that he is going to be able to be healthy enough to go over and above his freshman year, where, you know, almost 900 yards and a dozen touchdowns? And it's the touchdowns, I think, that where Richardson gives his football team a tremendous boost with the run game in the red zone, as well as being a threat out of the backfield. Do you believe with health that he'll start to establish all of that, as you said, as of top 5 nature this year?
I think so. And that's, it's really just health is the biggest obstacle for him right now. I think it was the smart move to not try to, hey, you know, it's a kind of what they think is an injury that could lead to something bigger. Well, you know, the right move was to hold him out, because you want him as healthy as possible, especially early in that first couple of weeks of training camp, because the whole goal is to have Trent Richardson at his peak when they go and take the field against the Miami Dolphins in that season opener. And I think that's what they're going about doing this. I know people have, you know, talked about the label of, you know, is he injury prone, things like that. I think just hearing that talk, I think, will motivate a guy like Trent Richardson, who comes from a big-time program in Alabama, has a lot of pride. But if you look at, you know, when he is healthy, he can do it all. Like you touched upon about being able to punch the ball when in the red zone. I think he is a legitimate 3-down back, where not only can he break tackles when you give the ball to him on first or second down, but he had 51 catches last year, so he can be used in third down as well. I think he, right now, I mean, he is one of these guys that has all the talent. It's just, can he stay healthy? And I think this year, just because of kind of hearing the rumblings, I think you're going to get the best out of Trent Richardson this year.
That ought to make you feel good, Browns fans. You see, Jameson Hensley is rather bullish and very positive about what the Browns can do offensively. Browns fans are very pleased to hear that. I will speak for them in that regard, Jameson. In the time we have left, let's quickly go through the other three in the AFC North that we're oh so familiar with and get Jameson's thoughts heading into training camp. Let's start with the defending world champions, the Baltimore Ravens. Jameson, real simple, my question there. Can the additions of Elmas Dumervil and Michael Huff and Chris Canty, does that help to make up and offset the losses of Paul Kruger and Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, Danielle Ellerbe, Anquan Boldin, Bernard Pollard, Kerry Williams? Did I miss anybody? I mean, I love Ozzy. I know he's good, but wow, you talk about the losses on that football team. Are they still in solid stead?
I think so. And I have them right now as the team to kind of the beat in this division still. And yeah, they lost a lot of people, but you know, they did replace. And with Dumervil, I think they have, you know, replaced and added that pass rush again to that team. Chris Canty up front, I think, makes them actually a better defensive line than they had last year.
Okay.
Michael Huff, he doesn't have kind of the resume of Ed Reed, but I think at this point of his career, he can be just as good as Ed Reed. I think what it comes down to for the Ravens, they gave a lot of money to Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
They're transitioning to being an offensive team right now. I think it's up to him to really lead this team back to the playoffs and potentially back to the Super Bowl. I think it really starts with Joe Flacco this year.
Yeah, man, and we'll see if they're still at least top five team when the season begins. All right, Cincinnati Bengals. 2 years in a row in the playoffs behind Andy Dalton. I love the piece you just wrote about Geno Atkins. I'm with you. I think he's sensational. Maybe the top DT in all of the NFL. But, again, Andy Dalton. I mean, that's got to be the trigger man. Do they go to the playoffs for the third consecutive year, given the natural progression, as you mentioned, with Brandon Whedon? And how do you think that will apply with Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I think they have enough talent on that team. And they're the exact opposite of the Ravens, where the Ravens pretty much cleaned house and brought a lot of new faces in. The Bengals kept everybody back from a team that went to the playoffs for the second straight year. I think it's going to be three straight. Whether they can advance and win a playoff game, which has not happened in quite a long time, it really goes back to Andy Dalton. And I think he's a quality quarterback. I think the kind of the question is right now, can he be a guy that can take a team to the Super Bowl? From what I've seen him in the playoffs, the answer is no. But obviously, there is growth, there is maturation. I think this year will tell a lot on how far Andy Dalton can take this team, not only this season, but in the future.
Not the huge arm on Dalton, but like Mark Sanchez did a couple years ago, did take his football team as a rookie and a second-year guy into the playoffs 2 years in a row. All right, and finally, the Black and Gold gang from Pittsburgh. Jameson, I'm fascinated with the Ben Roethlisberger, Todd Haley, offensive coordinator relationship, if you want to call it that. Very combustible, very explosive. Are they good going into training camp, and will Roethlisberger adhere to a little bit more of what Haley likes to get done?
Yeah, I think winning cures a lot of things. So when you're losing, a lot of things are combustible. And I think going into this training camp, they have a year together. They can, and kind of the conflict right now is that Ben Roethlisberger throughout his whole career has been able to throw the ball downfield. He has a strong arm. That's what he likes to do. Todd Haley wants to use more of a short passing game, get rid of the ball quicker, and it's really designed to help Ben Roethlisberger extend his career so he's not going to take as many hits. I don't know if that's really the best scheme for the Steelers because they have a lot of speed on the outside, but this is a team that they got to score a lot more points than they have in the past, and the Steelers have had the number one ranked defense the past 2 years. But I know people hate to, you know, especially in Pittsburgh, hate to hear that they're getting older on defense, but they are. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this defense is going to be as dominating as in previous years. I think offensively, whether this team gets to the playoffs or not, It's going to be whether the Steelers are able to score more points or not.
A fascinating division, this AFC North. We certainly know that here in Cleveland with a lot of storylines and plots attached to it. And you know what? Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com will have you all over that throughout the course of the year. You're a tremendous read, Jameson. I love the insights. I really appreciate the time, and I want to do it again with you. Let's say maybe sometime during the preseason leading up to the season. How's that?
Sounds good, Michael.
Appreciate it, Jameson. Be well.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the summer. That's Jameson Hensley as he checks in with us on the AFC North and, of course, all things related to the Cleveland Browns. Jameson, very, very positive about the Browns offensively. Dean Italy and I are smiling at one another. A couple of weeks ago here on the show, man, we'd have thought this Browns offense maybe was headed right into Lake Erie by some of the things some of the national pundits were throwing out there. All right, Jameson Hensley, we'll have him on more. He creates a much different and, I think, a more pleasing picture of what the Browns could do offensively. All right, having a lot of fun here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away. We still have an opportunity to check Twitter, Ask Vic, one more go-round before we get out of here for this Wednesday. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. We'll come back and take a look at what's on your mind. That's next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a 3-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game days at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
The Lake Erie Crushers are back at All-Pro Freight Stadium tonight through Sunday. Catch fireworks for Independence Day both Thursday and Friday. Enjoy pregame and postgame concerts with Roadhouse surrounding tonight's 7:05 p.m. game. Celebrate the 4th tomorrow with Thirsty Thursday, dollar beer and fountain drinks during the game, fireworks after the game. More fireworks follow the Crushers game on Friday. That's fireworks Thursday and Friday night and fun all weekend long with the Lake Erie Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for
it. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's the same.
Boys, 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The Indians face the Tigers on Monday, July 8th. The first 10,000 fans will receive an Omar Vizquel bobblehead courtesy of Key Bank. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
Well, very, very fine conversations with both Greg Pruitt and Jameson Hensley today. Do hope all of you enjoyed. Let's wrap this baby up strong, shall we not, on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's
dive one more time into your thoughts, ideas, and comments. Jim at Browns Crazy 2013 tweets at the show, Reg-I, hope you're right. Hope Jaworski's right. Not sure I see it or feel it with regard to Brandon Whedon. Too many things to clean up to be able to take that kind of big step forward in 2013. Jim, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate your thoughts regarding that. And again, I do think that a lot of this is about we're going to have to kind of lay our faith in not only Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski, but also the natural capabilities that we all know physically Brandon Whedon possesses. The point is, though, with all of this, think about the complete 180 in terms of the offensive package. And I know all of you know what I'm talking about. I think most of us universally felt, all right, he throws for almost 3,400 yards a year ago and miscast in a system that did not play to his strengths. So is that in and of itself? No, I'm not suggesting that alone will do it. Yet I do think that that has the great capability of having Whedon continue to take the strides toward making this team a playoff football team with more wins attached to it. That's the bottom line. All right, appreciate all you've done on our Ask Vic segment today. Got to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For our executive producer, Reagan Berube, and all the staff, and for my wonderful, more than right-hand man, Dave DiNatale, our show producer. I'm Michael Reg-I. Best of Cleveland Browns Daily coming up tomorrow on the 4th of July. Happy 4th, everybody. I'll see you right back here on July 5th for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Enjoy your 4th of July, everybody. Till then, so long.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.